Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. You may be familiar with StoryCorps. It was founded by radio producer David Isay back in 2003. And since then, 100,000 Americans have recorded interviews with either a loved one or somebody with whom they've shared a life experience. You've likely heard the stories aired on Morning Edition. Those that air, and a lot more that don't, are all added to the archives at the Library of Congress. Well, this Thanksgiving weekend, StoryCorps wants to turn living rooms across America into something of a recording studio. Dave Isay and his crew are trying to get thousands of teenagers to sit down with their older relatives and talk and listen. It's going to be a coast-to-coast oral history project. They're calling it the Great Thanksgiving Listen. StoryCorps founder Dave Isay is on the line with us from New York. Thank you very much, Dave, for being with us.
Hi, Lisa. Great to talk to you.
One of the school districts where StoryCorps is aiming its efforts is the Boston Public School System. And with us in the studio is Kate Gubata, who's an English teacher at another course to college in Brighton, who's having her students take part in the Thanksgiving weekend StoryCorps project. And one of her students is here, too, Tawana Brudent. Tawana, what grade are you in?
I'm in the 10th grade.
10th grade. All right. We want to hear a lot more about you and your family and what you're doing. But first, Dave, I say, why don't you give us the basics? Why do you want high school students like Tawana to take part in this?
What we're hoping to do is create these million little blips of connection across the country between generations to give people a chance to have a conversation that they don't normally have with someone they care about so that we can, you know, potentially honor a whole generation of Americans. And as you know, the microphone gives you the license to ask questions and talk about things you don't normally get to talk about.
One of the very interesting things about this is the technology. And I understand that you and StoryCorps have designed an app that'll make it especially easy for the stories to be recorded and then even uploaded.
Yeah, it's as simple as it can get. You know, the phone is essentially a digital facilitator. It helps you pick the questions you want to ask, and then you just basically hit record. And when you're done, you hit upload, and it goes to the Library of Congress.
Kate Gubata, you teach at the Boston Public Schools. You teach Tawana in the school in Brighton. What attracted you to this program and to taking part in it?
What I loved about this opportunity is that it gives me as a teacher the rare chance to use technology, specifically the technology of students' phones in the classroom as an educational tool. Too often, teachers like myself tend to think of these phones as
annoyances.
A weapon.
As a weapon.
as the enemy. And we need to stop that, because when we do that, we create a huge divide between ourselves and the students. They see these as tools of communication. And what I like about this project, the Great Thanksgiving Listen, is it actually juxtaposes a modern technology with this historical tradition of oral storytelling.
Tawana, what are you going to do Thanksgiving weekend?
I was planning on originally interviewing my mom, but I think I also want to interview my great aunt.
What do you want to know?
I know my mom's story, but I don't know her story of her coming to the U.S. because she's originally from Haiti. So I want to interview her on, like, the different obstacles that she had to overcome to get her where she is right now.
Dave Isay said something about how a microphone is, it's almost like a license to ask questions that you may not want to ask if there's no microphone there. What questions do you plan on asking that maybe you'd be reluctant to ask otherwise?
Let's see, like, if she left anything valuable behind back in her country, which is Haiti. And, like, my great aunt, she's very wealthy. So I would like to know what kind of things that she had to risk and put in jeopardy to get her where she is now.
Dave, I say you're listening to this. Is this the kind of thing that you have in mind? And would this elicit the kind of response that you would like to see in the archives?
Totally. It makes me so happy. Tawana, I'm so glad you're doing this. And you might also want to interview your mom. Even though I know you know your mom real well, I bet that if you did a StoryCorps interview with her, you'd find out things you never knew before. You know, you could say to her, someday my great-great-great-great-grandkids are going to listen to this. What do you want to say to them? What lessons do you want to pass on? Because in many ways, StoryCorps is kind of a transmission of wisdom project as well.
Right. And I also feel like it brings the family more together than they were before.
Absolutely. And I think what both of you are saying about cell phones is so right. You know, we think about cell phones in so many ways kind of drive us deeper into ourselves, you know, and we're on social media and we're just tuned out. And this is an opportunity for, you know, our mobile devices to meaningfully connect us with other people and, you know, helps you remember what's really important.
I think that's an interesting point, Dave, that you make. I could picture teenagers around the Thanksgiving table and now being able to say, I have something I'm going to show you with this phone. And in the course of this, you're going to teach me a lot by sharing your story. And Tawana's mom has an amazing and heartbreaking story about coming to this country. And she definitely plans on asking her about that.
Dave, you know, when we talk about Tawana's mother, who has apparently an amazing story that I'm not familiar with, but I guess we'll hear it as part of StoryCorps one day. But what about for parents or grandparents or great aunts or uncles who don't feel as though they have a revolutionary story to tell, who feel as though their lives might have been, you know, a little more kind of pro forma?
You know, I think StoryCorps is really about recognizing the poetry and the beauty and the importance in lives all around us. And this act of listening to a family member tells them that their life is important, what they have to say is important. And I think that there is this urge to connect, to leave a record about who you are. Everybody has something to say. Everybody's learned something in life. Everybody has something they want to pass on and be remembered for.
Dave Isay is founder of StoryCorps. Kate Kubota is an English teacher at Another Course to College in Brighton. And Tawana Brudent is a sophomore at the school planning to take part in the Great Thanksgiving Listen sponsored by StoryCorps. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.